and gardening information the natural way. The Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett, is ready to go with the best information and advice on organic gardening and organic living. If you want to avoid the toxic life, jump right in with us. The water's fine. Here's your leader, John Howard, the Dirt Doctor Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome, everybody. Beautiful morning here in Dallas-Fort Worth area. Clear skies, blue skies. First time we've seen that in a while. And a Monet sunrise, beautiful pinks and purples. Hope wherever you are, whatever time it is, you're enjoying some good weather for a change. We've all had our fill. And one of the things that we'll talk about today, and I'm sure they'll, if you want to call and discuss it in different kind of details, that's fine too. But one of the biggest questions out there right now is, what do you do about this super saturated soil in areas of the country where it's been raining nonstop for a month? And what do you do about diseases that are popping up? There's trees that are falling down. We'll address that and what you should do and what you should look for. You can learn quite a bit if you've had some trees tip over by looking at the root system before the trees are hauled off to see what you need to do in the future. And it may give you some real good clues about some major things to change. We've had some big ones fall down near us. One was a big old hackberry that was on the edge of a driving range that got watered an awful lot due to the irrigation of the driving range. But hackberries have a weak root system to begin with. And looking at it, some interesting things popped up. So we'll talk about that in a little more detail. Whatever you want to discuss, your questions, your suggestions, your successes with gardening or various new plants. If you have any insect problems that are popping up, there's a few I'm getting asked about that probably are happening out there quite a bit. Had one yesterday, sap on the cars from trees. We'll get into that a little bit. That's one of the things you'll see as the temperature changes, both in the fall and in the spring. Telephone number to be with me, same as always, from anywhere in the world, 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. 866-444-3478. Let's talk about the doggies. Interesting situation. We've got a bunch of them that are still looking for homes. And one of them, this first one, I don't remember seeing. Munica, something like that. Chase, Shady, Sadie, Hershey, Miss Ginger, and Petey are all still, I remember Petey for sure, waiting for their forever homes. And there's some good choices there. Go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area especially, and check out the photographs of those dogs that still need some help. Some of those dogs are at the Dallas SPCA, some at the McKinney. Another one at the McKinney that I want to talk about this morning is Buster, and he looks like a good one. He's 9 years old, great personality. A lot of people kind of shy away from the older dogs, but some of the best ones Judy and I've ever had are the older guys and gals. So check out Buster. He's a boxer mix, great personality. Pretty confused when he found himself. Oh, he lived in one home for a long time. He was a little confused, but he's got a lot of pep in his step still for his age, and loves people, loves kids, loves playing with toys. He already can sit and shake and come, and he looks like a good one. So check out Buster. He's been neutered and microchipped and received all the appropriate vaccinations, and you can see him at the SPCA of Texas in McKinney, the Russell H. Perry Animal Care Center in McKinney, Texas, and he looks like a good one. There's some other good ones there as well. I'm going to be in McKinney probably Monday. It's going to be tempting to see some of these guys in person that we've been talking about. Let's see what next on the agenda. The photo contest is up. It's a little different this morning because it is not a plant. I think you'll see that pretty quickly, or it ought to be obvious that it's not a plant. Identify it with a call to the show here, or send us an email, info@dirtdoctor.com. And you will win a couple of things. One is our course. It's our online course, 15 chapters, comes with a 26-page study booklet. It's a wonderful cheat sheet is what it is, and really helps you with all the questions that will be coming up on the test. 15 tests, 15 chapters, 15 tests. You've got to pass them all by 100%, but I think you can do it without any trouble. We get a lot of people giving us some good feedback on the course. So that's one of the prizes. The other prize, if you're first to identify our photo contest today, you will win one of the 8-ounce bottles of Espoma. Espoma Products brings us the SPCA report and also this photo mystery photo that we have each week. And 8-ounce bottle of the organic liquid plant food comes along as a prize as well. And I think you'll find it a wonderful product. In fact, I was using it some this weekend along with the Garrett juice on some plants that we need to push along a little bit. It's a great, great combination. So if you haven't tried that yet, give it a whirl. Espoma has dry products and also liquid products too. They're all good. And another wonderful thing about it for us, since we're broadcasting coast to coast and border to border here, is that the products, the Espoma products, are easy to find, especially compared to other lines of organic products. So check that out. We'll talk about it from time to time, but my books, our last newsletter was talking about the fact that you can get some bonuses if you buy books through dirtdoctor.com to help our nonprofit, which is the Texas Organic Research Center, and a lot of people have been taking advantage of that. So check out the latest newsletter, one way to go, or just click the red button at the top of the page on dirtdoctor.com, and it'll tell you about the way to go and get the books at a couple of different levels, very reasonable levels, and get some bonus things along with the books. So check that out. Buy Howard's books is the red button right at the top of dirtdoctor.com. There's a deal. I need to look and see what the details are, but the real-time pain relief people have a special for you. I'll pull those details out and let you know what that is. And let's see, I've got 2 minutes here. Let's get started with a couple things because there's a lot to talk about related to rain and soggy soil and disease problems that are popping up and trees are falling down and all that kind of thing. Quite a bit of the country, especially down here where the hurricanes have pushed the clouds and the rain up, a lot of people have had a lot of rain, tremendous amounts of rain. We've had record levels, and I've never seen rains create a situation where the ground has become so completely saturated and taking longer than normal to dry out. And the result of that is some plant problems that are popping up. The ones that are creating the most questions, probably trees are in that category as well, and we'll get into that. But the turf problems are the ones that I'm hearing about the most. And a lot of people are scratching their head about what to do. In turf in the south, we have Bermuda, St. Augustine, Zoysia, and other things as well. Up north, it's mostly the cool season grasses, of course, fescue and bent grass and bluegrass. Those are the ones that are the most common. A lot of times it's a blend of those cool season grasses. And all of these things are similar conditions can pop up no matter what kind of grass you have. Probably where we have the most difficulty, especially right now, is in St. Augustine grass. And I've seen it. I've seen it on my own properties, and a lot of people are sending me pictures, and I'm seeing it all over the place. And you can have fungal disease problems in the turf that can be take-all patch or gray leaf spot or brown patch, probably some other things too, almost like damping off in seedlings, a mixture of fungal diseases. But we'll take a break here. Birds are flying in on me. We'll come back and talk about all three of those and what I recommend that you can do and will work the best. There's some advice out there that I don't agree with for some specific reasons. We'll talk about that also. 866-444-3478. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be right back.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on biosafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with biosafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. Biosafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. Biosafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call Dr. Darcy for a complimentary consultation at 214-727-1715. That's 214-727-1715.
Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. Okay, we've got soggy, wet soil. A lot of you out there listening. Not everybody, but this information will help you with the same stuff that pops up from time to time for other reasons, and you may have the same thing happen as well. When you have super long rain periods and it rains and rains and rains and rains, the soil gets moist pretty deep, and so it takes a long time for it to dry out. And when it stays wet, that's when the problems pop up, because plants aren't killed by drowning. Per se, the water is not what kills the plant. Same thing on somebody drowning. What kills you is the lack of oxygen. And that's what happens in the soil to the mycorrhizal fungi. And then the plant, fine roots, the feeder roots, and then, you know, more damage happens. And that's why you have so much trouble when you have plants planted in an area that doesn't drain very well. My Dallas Morning News column that'll run this Wednesday, and you'll be able to see it online or on our website on dirtdoctor.com after it's in the paper. And by the way, they sometimes put the column online up before it runs in the paper, but it's about this same subject, and you can look at it in writing from a little bit different standpoint there when it comes out on Wednesday or before. And then I'm going to follow up with it in the Dallas Morning News about solving specific spots in the landscape that don't drain well. You know, if you have an area that stays wet worse than other things, in some cases when you've exposed the flares of trees, you'll end up with big saucers that you think stay wet a little bit too long. And in some cases they can. I'm going to talk about improving surface drainage and putting in underground drain lines and vertical piers and things like that. If we have time, we'll talk about some of those things today, but that'll all be covered in upcoming Dallas Morning News columns and newsletter too. I'll follow up with kind of a longer, more detailed kind of a thing in our newsletter. To get the newsletter, by the way, it's free. Just go to dirtdoctor.com and sign up online there, and you get it on a weekly basis. Okay, if you're looking at your turf, and because of the rain or for whatever reason, if you've been watering too much, and by the way, I passed some people this morning that were running sprinkler systems. One of the first things I put in this column wet soil and what to do, the first and foremost thing is to turn the sprinkler system off. For Pete's sakes, people that leave it running, leave it set on an automatic setting, there really ought to be some serious, serious fines for people out there. I was talking to Bob Webster on his show in San Antonio yesterday about it, and he said that down there they're enforcing it pretty well. The water cops are out there, and they'll take a picture of you running a sprinkler system, and you will get a hefty fine. I don't think Dallas has the same kind of rules and regulations, but I just don't see it being enforced that much at all. We have a school down the way from our house in Dallas, and Judy's been after this for a long time. They continue to leave it on automatic and let it run even during rain periods, and we're trying to get something to happen there. And so wherever you are, if you can help those kind of things with your own property and with other people too, that'd be good. So anyway, the turf, if you look at it and you see great big blobs of yellow that are red, that are yellow circles or freeform shapes, amoeba shapes, and they grow. And sometimes the yellow will be stronger on the outside edges of those spots, and it'll be a little bit better color inside. That's brown patch. And brown patch this year has been around since the middle of the summer. We had some really good rain events in the summer that were interspersed, between extremely hot periods. And that stressed the turf quite a bit, and the brown patch started showing up earlier than normal. Usually it's a fall kind of a fungal problem, but not always. The other thing is, if you look out and you see the turf just kind of a yellow color, kind of fading, the green is fading to a lighter color and even trying to get to yellow. If you look closely at it, a lot of times in that case, you'll see these little gray or brown spots on the, especially St. Augustine grass. This can happen on zoysia and other grasses as well, but mostly you see it on St. Augustine grass. That's called gray leaf spot, and gray leaf spot is fungal also. Both of these are fungal diseases. They just happen to be two different species. And then the third thing that you can see is a color change in the turf, and it starts dying, but there's no pattern to it. It's kind of just looks like overall it's sick and it's dying out, kind of spotty looking all over the turf. In most cases, that's not good news either, because that's take-all patch, and that's a fungal disease as well. Okay, what do you do for it? Well, you do the same thing for all three of these, and you do the same thing for one more that I'll throw in here as well. This is a question that came up, Bob asked me about on his show yesterday, and that is, what do you do for soil that has washed in and silted in and, packed in from all this rain too? Similar answers for all of them. I'll talk about it when I come back. Basically, it's going to be to use hydrogen peroxide and cornmeal and some other related things, but I'll go into detail for you when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast-to-coast and border-to-border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. That's DirtDoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points.
It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And all right, let's get back to the and you can call anytime you want to. And we'll, you know, switch back and forth. Your stuff, my stuff, whatever. It's 866-444-3478. So we've got, as I was talking about before the break, we've got one of the fungal diseases, and there's three of them: take all patch, gray leaf spot, and brown patch. And all three of them have the same solution. One of the things that you'll hear, in fact, it comes from a university, one of our state universities here, on take all patch, is to put out peat moss. I didn't think that was a good idea when I first heard about it. I never have thought it was a good idea, and I still don't, because there's a whole lot better way to go than peat moss. If you want to go, let's build up the organic matter in the on the soil and go that route, and that's compost. And this is a beautiful time to put out compost. The fall is the best time of the year. Putting out a half inch layer, a quarter of an inch to a half inch layer of a good quality compost, as good a one as you can find. If you have your own, that's the best. And broadcast it. A lot of people will put it, it doesn't go through a fertilizer spreader all that well. So usually what we recommend is to pile it in piles and then use a big rake and rake it out. It's pretty simple to do, and you can, you know, take your time doing it. That does a lot of good, but it will do even better if at first you spray the turf that's having the disease problem with hydrogen peroxide. There's a couple of ways to go here. You can go the route of making your own homemade version of the disease control. Take the 3% hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store, and it's cheap. You can buy it from the big box stores at, you know, 80 cents a bottle, by the case. I use it quite a bit that way. Mix it with water, 50-50, and spray it out. If you mix it with the Garrett juice and you just put, 50-50 Garrett juice and hydrogen peroxide, that works even better because you're putting out the carbon, you're putting out the nutrients, the trace minerals, as well as the major nutrients, and that works even better. Hydrogen peroxide can also be purchased in a commercial form. It's a wonderful product. It's called BioSafe. They are a sponsor of the show and have quite a few different products. They have some weed products as well as disease control. But their disease control product has a base of hydrogen peroxide. So there's a lot of people out there, and some of the critics always are throwing at us that we're recommending home brews and there's no research and all that. And in every category of things that I recommend, you can go the labeled route that has either EPA labeling or the exemption, which is perfectly fine with the EPA and legal labeling on anything I talk about. Or you can go the homemade route. And we've got all the homemade recipes on dirtdoctor.com if you're a new listener and didn't know that. Look at the homepage and the button down there toward the bottom that says guides in capital letters is where all the formulas are. So for take-all patch, gray leaf spot, brown patch, whatever disease you're having turf-wise, and this works for the beds too, first step is some kind of hydrogen peroxide spray, your own homemade mixture or the commercial product called BioSafe. Then the light application of a good quality compost, not peat moss. Peat moss is dead. It's biologically inactive. We don't want that. We want something that's rich with life and stimulates life. Peat moss is great. It's a great product for use in storing your sweet potatoes or Irish potatoes, or if you have some bulbs that you're taking from one season to the other, it's great for that. And why is that? Well, it's antimicrobial. It doesn't allow biological activity to happen. It doesn't allow the things to rot. It'll keep them in storage for a long time. You do it dry, not wet, and it works great. But it's not worth a flip for using out on the turf or in beds or anything like that, or in potting soils or anything like that. Compost, 10 times better across the board. So that's what we do first. And then the last thing that we want to apply to get rid of these problems, and some people will do just this because of time or budget restrictions or whatever, and that's to put out cornmeal, whole ground cornmeal, not corn gluten meal, and not the cornmeal from the grocery store that's nothing but the starchy endosperm. We want the entire corn kernel, and the best place to buy it is from the garden centers and feed stores, farm stores, and things like that that sell it in 40 and 50-pound bags. And we put that corn, that whole ground cornmeal, in other words, the whole corn kernel ground up, out at 20 pounds, 15 to 20, 20 is better, 20 pounds per 1,000 square feet. That's the same rate that I recommend for any of the organic fertilizers, any of the dry organic fertilizers. And it knocks the diseases in the head. Now, they're not going to green up and grow back too much this year, but it's going to help you through the winter, and then in spring things will come back and be in a lot better shape. It's really worth the effort. And we'll probably turn that into Dallas Morning News column and or newsletter as well. So if you got any questions about that, we can chat about that for you. Let's talk to Greg next in Siegelville, Texas. Hello, Greg.
Hey, Howard. Let me start with the testimony. I've been working on a raised bed down at the bottom of my dog run for years, and
okay.
I've tried to trade hybrid tomatoes I guess it's the weather and the rain, but I've got these Paul Robeson tomatoes coming in. They're great. And so that's all about soil. And so that's just, anybody has a question, soil is number one.
The tomato you're talking about is called Paul Robeson?
Robeson, you know, the famous singer from the 20s and 30s. He's was a black civil rights man, ex-football player. He kind of got left-wing, went to Russia, and then got disillusioned when he saw the reality of what was happening over there, came back. But he was an operatic singer. He was in a few films. And my dad loved him, and that he had met him, and he sung for a private group. And
well, that's cool. I've never grown that tomato. That's a good tip.
It's a dark, real rich tomato, but just, you know, the rich mulching and soil is what is done.
Sure, for sure.
But my main question had to do with cantaloupes. I had success getting them. Rats got more than half of them. That's a whole separate issue.
Right.
But when we were in South Texas, a family member gave us something called Sweet Kiss, and there's Honey Kiss, and there's Sugar Kiss. There's four varieties of these Kiss melons that come from Asia, and I believe they're grown mostly in California. And I wondered if you had heard of them. I tried to propagate seeds in paper towels to see, you know, just do the test run, and so far I hadn't had any success. And they claim they're non-GMO, non-hybrid. I don't know if you've ever heard of them.
I have not grown that one specific or any of those specifically, but it'd be worth the effort. I'm kind of surprised they're not germinating in your test there. When? How long ago did you do it?
A few months ago, and I need to do it again to make sure that I'm keeping that towel moist, you know, and doing it properly.
Yeah, it needs to be totally sopping wet, and they should germinate within, you know, a week or something. Yeah, if they're not germinating pretty quickly for you there, it is a problem. And that can happen. I mean, you know, even a good quality company can have something weird happen where the seed got wet and then dried out and a fungus hit them or something like that. But, yeah, they should be in a wet paper towel. They should be germinating pretty quickly.
I think, you know, I'll do it again and do it better.
Okay.
Do it efficiently. But this, if you ever taste these, you'll say, my God, these are like cantaloupe is supposed to taste.
Well, that sounds great. I'll try some myself this next season. I got a note right here to do that and that tomato.
Okay.
How do you spell the fellow's name? I should know this, but how do you spell it?
Oh, boy, I'm going to have to. It's Paul Robeson, R-O-B-S-O-N, I believe.
Oh, that's what I wrote down, R-O-B-S-O-N, tomato. Okay, great. Well, that's two good tips. Well,
right.
Start over on your test and go ahead and just get some in the ground. I tell you who you might contact if you haven't already. It's Baker Creek Seed Company.
Okay.
And their
right.
quality, I just got some when I spoke at Mother Earth the other day, you know, somebody was giving me a sample of them, and I've got some little small leaf lettuce to plant from Baker Creek, and so it reminded me of it. But see if they've got those varieties, and I'll check on it also.
I used to get, don't they put out a real beautiful catalog every year?
Yeah, they put out one that's in a book form. It's just beautifully detailed, and they've talked to me about being involved in their they have a big event in California every year, and we never have made a deal to do it. They wanted me to just come out for free and help out, and it was kind of a long trip to do on our nickel, so we never have gotten with them. But the quality of their stuff is extremely good, and the information in their catalog is very good too.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot about it, and I appreciate that. Well, thanks again.
Okay. Talk to you again soon. And we've got open lines if you want to jump in here at 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. Let's see where I was here. We've talked about these turf deals. Oh, yeah, one of the main things that came up, Bob asked me specifically about a listener of his that had was in a flood area, and a lot of silt came in, you know, and deposited all over the place. And silt that's dug out of the bottom of a lake, you know, has a kind of a similar property. It's the worst soil you can have. It's worse than clay, you know, a whole lot worse than the sandy soils as far as drainage and being able to dry it out. And they were asking what I recommended as a first step when you had a silty situation. The same kind of goes for where water just, rained and rained and rained and rained and water has stood a long time. Back in my backyard, for example, going back to the area where our big ginkgo is, when you walk out on the turf area, you kind of sink down in the soil. It has stayed all kind of drains underground and surface from the front yard around the sides to the back area, but it is staying wet longer than I have ever seen. The solution for that, the first step there, is to spray with hydrogen peroxide. If you've had silty in areas, I got to take a break here, but I'll talk about this hydrogen peroxide kind of approach more when I come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back with you right after this.
Are you a gardener or farmer in need of organic weed control? PureGrow Weed Crush is a natural, organic, non-selective weed control that kills broadleaf weeds, foxtail, chickweed, and other undesirable plants. It is fast-acting with visible results in 30 minutes and is safe to use around people and pets. Ask for PureGrow Weed Crush in your favorite garden, feed, or hardware store. Learn more at puregrowusa.com or call 469-423-0712.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So, score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today.
Touchdown!
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
My tea at the beginning of the show, and real quickly go to the phone. The next caller wanted to talk about exactly what I was just into, so we'll do that next. But the tea is good. It's back to my favorite formula of late, and tastes good. But I did something really stupid. It's ginger, thyme, sage, basil, and honey. I put basil leaves in this time, and I didn't put any flowers in. I think it made a difference in the taste, and I didn't put quite as much honey as I have in the past, and so it's okay, but it's not great. But the main thing I did, I was feeding the dogs and taking them outside while I was doing all my stuff, and I decanted my tea from the ceramic teapot that had brewed, and I put it in the thermos to bring to the show. Went out and was messing around with them and getting ready, and I forgot to put the top on, so it's not as hot as it should be, and so it's not quite as good, but it's okay. Ginger, fresh ginger, a bunch of ginger this morning. Thyme, quite a bit of it. It's an English thyme that I use. Strip the little leaves off the woody stems, probably the best thing to do. I did that. And sage, a couple of different garden sages in the tea and the honey. So if you haven't tried that, give it a shot. Let's talk to Al next in, if I hit the right button here, let's see, in North Dallas. Hello, Al.
Good morning, Mr. Garrett. I just wanted clarification when you were speaking about spraying hydrogen peroxide before you spread compost out. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to know if you wanted to mix it with Garrett juice, are you talking about mixing pure strength peroxide with the Garrett juice or mixing diluted peroxide with the Garrett juice?
Well, the easiest way to explain that, Al, is the hydrogen peroxide use for the homeowner that's the easiest to use and it's effective at this rate is just to mix it 50-50 with water. Well, you can do the same thing. You can mix it 50-50 with the ready-to-use Garrett juice. In other words, make your Garrett juice, and it's you know, in a mixture that's ready to spray, and then just mix the hydrogen peroxide. That's going to dilute the Garrett juice, so you don't have to do that. You can make it twice as strong, so you can use the hydrogen peroxide to replace part of the water, and so that the Garrett juice is going out at its full strength and the hydrogen peroxide is going out at about half the strength of the 3% from the grocery store. You see what I mean? About one, it's going to be about a little over 1%. So you can do it either way. If you dilute the Garrett juice ready to spray to where it's half strength, you're still going to get some benefit from it, and it's going to save money. It's going to, you know, use less Garrett juice per spray. And the main thing you're trying to do anyway is to spray the hydrogen peroxide and kill the pathogens. You know, you're not primarily doing foliar feeding. So you can dilute the ready to use so it makes the Garrett juice half strength, or just let the hydrogen peroxide replace that much of the water in the Garrett juice mixture so that both hydrogen peroxide and Garrett juice are going out at their strengths that they would be used by themselves. Either way is okay.
Oh, good.
Yeah, either way is okay.
Okay, and what's your disposition toward a grass that I used to see advertised in those newspaper inserts, and they called it Canada Green? Is that good for North Texas?
I've actually planted some. They contacted us about advertising, and I was kind of negative about it on the front because it's basically, even when you hear the advertising, you get a pretty good idea that it basically is a blend of cool season grasses. And sure enough, that's what it is. So for people in hot places like Dallas, Texas, it is a grass that would be okay for an overseed for winter, you know, to plant to have something then. But when it gets to be 105 degrees, it's going to really have a hard time. They try to advertise it that it'll grow in heat or cold, but it's a cool season blend. There's no getting around that. So if you use it primarily, you could plant it now still. You're a little late. It would have been better to do it a couple of weeks ago, but it could still be planted now and be a pretty good winter overseed grass for you.
Okay, but just to recap, for ailing turf from all the rain, you could spray that hydrogen peroxide and then spread compost right on top of any turf?
Yeah, and you only want to do the hydrogen peroxide one time. I'm glad you made me think of that. A lot of people think, well, if it's good, I'll spray it, you know, once a week or once a month. Hydrogen peroxide kills microbes, but it does a really cool thing. It'll kill them when you first spray it, and then it starts to do something beneficial. It starts to help flocculate the soil. That's why we like it on this soil that has been staying sloppy wet, or it's silt that's come in. It's going to kill some pathogens to begin with, and then it's going to start to improve the structure and the biological activity of the soil. And then we start using just the Garrett juice and the corn and the dry molasses and the, you know, all the organic amendments and build the biology back up. It's a wonderful kind of 1-2 punch.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Mr. Garrett. And one more thing, that wonderful baritone, Paul Robeson, there is an E in the name, I believe.
Robeson, okay. Thanks for the tip. Yeah. I'll look it up myself.
Thank you.
Thank you, Al. I appreciate it. That's something I had never heard of, but I'm delighted to learn about it, and we will try that tomato. Paul Robeson. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. We'll be back for hour number 2 with Ross Pelton right after this.